Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Of the estimated 2 million refugees who fled Iraq since the start of the U.S. war in 2003, and even more leaving today, as you heard, there is also a steady stream of people coming home. Amr Sadoun al-Maliki is one of them. Even though he became an Australian citizen while in exile, he is also a citizen of Refugee Nation, which is what we're calling the 45 million displaced people around the world. Today, Amr is a field officer for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. His job is to welcome his fellow brave Iraqis back. He returned in 2010 after a long journey.
When I left my country, it was a real danger, like a civil war and unknown people. They attack like people who work with the NGO and coalition forces. But when I came back, it was totally different. It was much secure and much better, and there was no civil war. I felt much better than when I left my country. It's much better than before.
Amr, what would you say that you've lost as a person being a refugee for all these years along with your family? What have you lost?
First, I've lost my family because I left them more than 6 years here in Iraq, and I haven't seen them. Even I have part of my family, they left Iraq and they went to Sweden, and they still living there. And like I haven't seen my brother for like more than 10 years. And also when I left Iraq, like I left my job and my position and my like a house. So I lost a lot when I left.
And today you're in Basra, yes?
Yes. Today I'm speaking with you in the center of Basra.
And Basra is a city that has seen so much violence and so much war going all the way back to the Iran-Iraq war. Do you feel hope for Basra today?
Actually, yes. At the beginning, like we had very big hope after 2003, but for the what happened with the civil war, we lost the hope. But when my family called me and they told me to come back because the situation better, the security is good, and there is a good opportunity. Actually, when I came back, I felt like there is hope, and I'm sure the life is getting better for the job opportunity, for the life, for the development, and there is a big hope for all the people. That's why in my job there are many returnees registered every week. They are returned from the overseas.
So what would you say to so many of the people that I've spoken with over the years who've given up on Iraq, who say there's no hope? What would you say to them?
I believe if there is no hope, there is no life. So always we believe in hope. I tell everyone to try to come back and see what is different. And everyone comes back to his country, for sure, at the beginning, will face difficulties. But after some time, when settle down, when get job, when get family back together, it's much better. So I'm saying, like from Basra to every Iraqi outside, it's much better than before. And I hope everyone from outside Iraq coming back and see families and see the situation is better.
Amr, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Amr Sadoun al-Maliki is a former Iraqi refugee and currently a field officer at UNHCR Iraq. He spoke to us from the city of Basra.